Hallelujah. God is good. So, as I stated earlier, it was kind of a tough week for us this week, and actually for the church. It's hard when we lose a loved one so quickly, like we did John, and then as we were working Thursday after the I went on into work after the funerals Thursday morning, and Jesse was getting texts from Casey saying his father was almost gone, and I thought, wow, that's overwhelming to, you can't hear it. What do I need to do? I can't change that. You want me to yell? Talk louder? That's what Patsy says, I don't talk loud enough. So we started praying for that family as well, and I got to just to thinking what do we do to get through, to help us through these tough situations, and I began to think of the places that Jesus always went, and he always went up to the mountainside and to spend some time with the Father, and that's what I have to do. I have to go. I've got a spot that I go that is quiet, and I can just be with the Lord. And I think it's important that each one of us have a spot like that, have a place that we can go to spend time with the Father. I'm reminded, and I didn't look this verse up, but I'm reminded that when David was king, when he was in war against Saul all the time, and there was a time when he was really down, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. It said he didn't, but he went and spent time with the Lord, and he encouraged himself. And so we have to be able to lift ourselves back up to encourage ourselves. We have to go and spend time with the Father so that he can get us back into perspective. And so it's been trying. It's been a good week, but I think it's just so important that we mourn with those that mourn. And so it was just good to spend some time with the Walker family this week and share some time. Let's pray, and then I'll get into the Word. Father, I thank you for all that you do. I thank you, Father, for the alone time that we can have with you, for the solitude, just to spend time with you, to encourage ourselves in the Lord, to allow you to encourage us, to lift us up. Father, as we as we run through a hard place, where it looks like it's how can I do this again? How can I go through this same thing over and over? But Lord, you are enough. You take care of all of our needs, and Lord, I thank you for that. You're just awesome, and we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I actually want to begin today with a account of David. Begin in Psalms 55. This is one of the Psalms of David that he shared. So Psalms 55, and I want to begin. I'm just going to read 1 through 8 of Psalms 55. David says here, he says, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me." So even as close as David was to the Lord, there were times when he felt ignored. He felt like God was ignoring him. And I know probably all of you have felt that at some time. I know I have. You feel like your prayers aren't being heard even sometimes. But God is listening. He's paying attention. He knows where we are and what we're doing. It says, "Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the stares of the wicked, for they bring down suffering upon me and revile me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and the storm. So that it's good to get away from the storm. It's good to get away from the troubles that come upon us that happen. And David was no different than we are, but he thought how I would just like to get away and rest, just to it's not so overwhelming. Think of any of these things without going to the Gospels and where Jesus spent time with his Father. And I want to start today in Matthew 14. Matthew 14 in verses 1 through 23. So this is where it begins with where John was beheaded and killed, and then Jesus had to get through that. So he was just recently baptized by John the Baptist. He knew him, and you all know the story about he went to John to be baptized, and then he had spent quite a while in his ministry before John was beheaded. Let's just begin here in verse 1. It says, at that time Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus, and he said to his attendants, this is John the Baptist, and he has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous powers are at work in him. Now Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. For John had been saying to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because they considered him a prophet. On Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced for him for them and pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. And prompted by her mother, she said, give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist. The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he ordered that her request be granted. At John beheaded in prison, his head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl who carried it to her mother. And John's disciples came, took his body, and then they went and told Jesus. And when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. And that's why, to me, it's important that we have a place we can go, a place of solitude, a place to get away from the things of the world and just spend time with the Father. Just let him hold you. Just let him love you and care for you. And that's where Jesus went when this tragedy struck. You know, he got this information kind of like we got John's information. It was just quick. Nobody was expecting John to die that morning, and it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming for Jesus to hear of John's death. It wasn't just an accident. He was put to death. He was beheaded, and Jesus had to go and find a place to spend some time alone. But hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns, and when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. So it'd be like me going to my quiet place and people begin to come to the house just to visit, to see me, to talk about business or something. It would be frustrating for me when I wanted to be alone with Jesus and people kept coming. And that has never happened. I thank God that it doesn't happen. It's just so nice to just go spend some time alone with him and share some time. But Jesus didn't have that opportunity. He says when he got to the place he was going to. He had a little time alone in the boat, maybe, before he got there. But he got there and the crowds were already there. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed them. After he dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was alone. And the boat was already considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. And you all know the rest of that story where Jesus walked out on the water to encourage them. But so he got there. He was looking for his place of solitude, and there was a crowd there. So Jesus took care of the crowd. He had compassion on them and took care of them before he went on to his place of prayer, to his place, his time to be with the Father. Let's flip on over now to Mark 6. Mark chapter 6, and we begin at verse 30. This is basically the account again of Jesus feeding the 5,000. It's just another account. But there's some words. The way he worded it here was just really cool, and I wanted to share that with you. So the apostles gathered around him in verse 30, beginning here. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all that they had done and all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So Jesus knew how important rest is for us. He knew how important it is to spend time with the Father. So he told his disciples that, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who had seen them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." He said to him, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread to give to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and gave thanks and broke the loaves, and then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. And so immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida. And while he dismissed the crowd, and after leaving them, he went up on the mountainside to pray. So Jesus knew that he needed to spend time with the Father. He knew it was time for him to go there and just to get encouraged, to be lifted up. And in the same way, we know when it's time for us to go. I like to do that every morning. I start my day out that way, just to spend time with the Lord, sharing some time with him. And there's other times when I just need to take time to go, when it's not in the morning. Just need to spend time with the Father, share some time with him. I want to go now to Luke 22. This was probably the toughest time of Jesus' life. He was looking at the cross, getting ready for his, getting ready to sacrifice himself for us. And he knew what was coming. I want to begin in verse 39, read down through 46. Luke 22. Jesus went out as usual, and it's mine's title for this part says Jesus prays on the Mount of Olives. Went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. And on reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." So Jesus was encouraging his disciples to pray. They were falling asleep as he was getting ready for his final hours on earth. And Jesus was so in anguish that he said his sweat was like drops of blood. Can you even imagine going through that kind of agony? He was preparing himself. He was spending time with the Father before his time of arrest and crucifixion and everything. But he knew that he had to spend time with the Father. So where is your special place? What do you use for that place to spend time alone with the Father? Make sure that each one of you has a place like that. It can be anywhere. You can pick it. He doesn't care. Find a place of solitude, a place where you're away from the cares of the world, away from people, and you just have time to go and spend time with the Lord. It's an important part of our day. It's an important part of our life. Sometimes we have to do it more than once a day, even because of the strenuous things that we go through, the things that we share in life. I also thank God for the body of Christ, for you guys, because I know that you're praying for me. Matt and Jesse and I constantly ask you to pray for us. We thank you for that. This is something we didn't expect as we were going along in life, but God has put us here, and we're trying to fill that responsibility and do what God wants us to here at Open Arms. And so pray for us daily. While you're spending that special time with the Lord, lift us up in prayer that we'll do what God wants us to, that we'll be able to lead the church as He wants us to. And so find your quiet place. Find your alone time with God that you can share with. I've got a little list that I use of everybody's name in the church, so I pray for you all the time. It's just part of my routine, part of what I do each day. Let's pray for the church, for you guys. We don't know how much good we do in praying for one another. But the Bible talks about it constantly, lifting each other up, pray for one another, encourage one another. And so that's why it's so important that we do on a daily basis. So if you have any prayer needs this morning, the elders will be here. We'd love to pray with you. We'll sing a final song today. If there's anyone here who has never accepted Jesus as Lord and you'd like to do that this morning, we want to give opportunity for that as well. We always don't want anybody to go home that has not had the opportunity to do that. So if you would like to do that, why just come and we'll share some time with you as we help you to spend that time with the Lord. So.